in here from Canada? Nobody. So how many from Inter-America? A few. And how many from the U.S.? The rest are from the U.S., of course. So we discussed some of the key priorities for the country. You remember that? And it's very important that when we look at our health ministries and the priorities that we have, how are you going to start this? What is the very first initiative you're going to use? Are you going to do a stop-smoking program? Are you going to do the full plate diet? Are you going to do InStep for Life? So, you know, what is it that you will do when you get back home to your church? And so it helps if you look at the needs in the community and in the country. And I think we talked about the national priority prevention strategies. Those of you who were here saw the Surgeon General discussing them. And we discussed this yesterday morning. That's very important to look at some of these things. Some of them we do better than others, right? Tobacco, free living, we've done that. We were leaders on that. Prevention of drug and alcohol abuse, excessive alcohol and other types of addictive behaviors, we are doing that. I mentioned to you the Adventist Recovery Ministries, which right next door trained about 30-some people today, yesterday, on how to hold support groups for people who are broken by the addictions, the harmful habits that they formed, that they learned many times from their parents or whatever it may be, the environment. And we as a church have not been doing a good job at responding to that more effectively in helping them with support groups, with you know, some ways that we can really help them in the journey to wholeness, to recovery. So that's an important aspect I would encourage you to consider as you go back to your churches. Also, healthy eating, of course, we have been doing that. You learned a lot about that today and this weekend and many other good programs we have. Some of you do cooking classes. Some of you went through the full plate diet training. Some of you went through CHIP and many, many other programs. We also have active living, something that the country is looking at and we are looking at too. And the Adventist in Step for Life initiative is one of them. That we are, it's really helping people get engaged and motivate them in doing that, both in terms of healthy eating and healthy living in terms of activity. Then we talked about mental and emotional health and how we many times are neglecting that. We didn't have a huge amount of time to spend on this, but I think it's so important for you to keep in mind of the epidemic of depression, of anxiety. This is the depression is going to be the number one worldwide disease in the next 10, 20 years. That's what they're saying. And it's just growing rapidly. We need to be able to respond to that. And that's linked to many other issues. And those of you who had an opportunity to go through the NEDLI Depression Recovery Program may have learned some very effective ways to deal with depression and anxiety and other mental illnesses and how people prevent and recover from that using evidence-based and inspiration, you know, biblical and inspirational principles. So mental emotional health is very important. We talked about that. We talked about reproductive and sexual health is another area that we need to help people with. And I would encourage you to get familiar with the guidelines and the statements that the church has about abortion, about contraception, and some of these important reproductive health issues that many times our health directors don't know what the church stands is on those. We do have a stance on that, very balanced one, and it's on the GC website. It's also on our NAD Health Ministries website. If you go on the resources, you're going to see statements related to these issues. Injury and violence-free living. It's another huge public health problem. As I mentioned to you, our church has responded to the violence against women and girls, which is the more prevalent form of violence, particularly intimate partner violence. And there's a new report that just came out from the CDC last month that has thousands of people who responded to a survey about all types of violence, physical, mental, emotional, sexual violence. And it's very interesting to see the results for men, for women, for children, and lifetime prevalence as well as, you know, recent time prevalence of abuse and violence. And so we need to also respond to that. I would encourage you to go back and include in your calendar the 4th August of every every year, which is what? Abuse Prevention Sabbath, which was instituted over 10 years ago. Many of the churches don't use it, don't even know it exists. And we need to be able to help educate our pastors and our leaders that that's an important issue. It's an epidemic worldwide as well as in this country. And that's why it made it one of the seven big problems that we're looking at. So as you plan ahead, keep in mind what the whole country is looking at and try to meet, provide programs that can actually meet those questions and those needs. And there's the Healthy People 2020, which is also based on this. It has even more details that we encourage you. I think we talked about that and yesterday, maybe Candy did, or this morning. And you can really learn more about those initiatives. Think about it. If you're able to provide programs linking them to the national goals, you're going to have more ability to partner with your city, with your state, and with other initiatives and other people who are doing something about that. And again, we don't want to be isolated doing something just in our church. We want to be able to partner with others in the community to have a greater impact for our church to be a center for health and wholeness. I do want to go over with you some of the big goals that we have as NAD Health Ministries. Because as you are doing your work, it's important that you align what you're doing with the bigger division-wide goals. The very first one is to reach up to God and to really seek renewal, spiritual renewal. Seek the power of the Holy Spirit in our personal lives and look for His outpouring so that we can do this work in the way that He would have us do. I don't know if I mentioned to you, but the review had this book that just came out, 40 Days of Prayer. And there's actually, there are several books. The third one, it deals with the principles, health principles for people living the last days. And I encourage you to go through that and really seek ways to find what God has to say in inspiration about health ministries, like reread Ministry of Healing. If you can, reread some of those books that bring the essence of what we are doing. Then reaching out. We are not just to be amongst ourselves, but we need to reach out. So here are some of the programs that we are supporting and encouraging churches to be involved in. One of them I just mentioned is Our Men Recovery Ministries, that has to do with providing support groups for those who are hurting in the streets. You know, not just in your church, but the church can also benefit because there are people that are broken in the church dealing with addictions, dealing with habits that are very harmful and that can really take away their life in many ways. So this is meant to help bridge that and bring hope to people. Then the partnerships. It's important that you don't isolate yourself, but you partner. What ministries are you partner with? Huh? All of them, like? Okay, outside of the church, yes, you can partner with federal, state, whatever. Inside the church, women's ministry, families ministries, children's ministries, personal ministries, disability ministries, you name it ministries. You should be really working with as many ministries as you can, community services, working with the ministerial team, really trying to bridge out of just the Ministry of Health doing their own thing. We need to be able to do that. Did Candy or Lily go with you through that assessment of every stage and the physical, mental, spiritual needs so that you can find the gaps in your church? And so focusing on those gaps so you can actually answer the questions of all age groups in all areas of health, mental, physical, social, spiritual. Very important. So partnerships is very important. Advancing Step for Life and Let's Move Day. We hope that everybody here now have heard enough about it. And I'll give you just a few tips on this so that you can go back to your church. Register first yourself and then become the coordinator for your church so you can report the miles for those who cannot report for themselves. And so you choose your church and you start reporting those miles that your church is doing. And plan ahead. You have like 10 months, no, 8 months, now 7, for Let's Move Day. So start to plan ahead, partner with people, and let us know what you're planning so we can start posting online on our website the calendar that you have. We want people to be able to identify what's going on throughout the country. And if you send us your event, we'll post the brochure up, we'll post your ad up, so people can know exactly what you're planning and how to get there. Health evangelism in the big cities, we talked about New York and the big emphasis that we're having on health, and we'll be partnering more about that. And you can do that in your own city. In a couple of months, probably 6-8 weeks, the material that Elder Finley used here will be available. Pastors will be able to use the PowerPoints, the sermons, or you can do it, or somebody you choose can do it, and you can actually do a health series of lectures. You can even do that if you want to on Let's Move Day, Let's Move Week. You know, we're going to have Let's Move Day, and then there's a week that goes, it's called Let's Move Week. And if you do every evening a series of talks, you can invite your community to participate on Let's Move Day and then invite them to the church so they can actually be listening to some of these talks, and you can use the talk here on Creation Health, or you can use another series that you feel that are is more pertinent to what you're doing there, and really engage the community on this Let's Move Day and Let's Move Week, ending on Sabbath. Many opportunities there. Now, the other part is reaching out and across. And it is our goal at NAD to connect with you in a way that will help you. So I've showed you, I think, let me show here the newsletter. And if you haven't subscribed yet, it's free. You can go to our website, nadhealthministries.org, right? And subscribe to the newsletter. If you don't know the website, everybody got in their registration this little booklet. Did everybody see this little booklet? And in the back, it's all of our information, our website, our phone number. And as a matter of fact, you can order this little booklet for your church. It's really inexpensive. And to give it out to people you see in the street, if you want to give a message of hope, here's 10 ways for you to choose full life. And they can read this. It has a text, a scripture, and those 10 ways of choosing full life that we've been discussing, as well as our website, so they can get more information there. And so please go, and you can subscribe. And as I said, there are 5 languages: English, Portuguese, Spanish, Russian, and French. So you're able to register. Did you have a question? Okay. Oh, yeah, French. Yes, you're happy about French. Good. You can go in there and download it and print it and use it. And I think I mentioned to you, if not, that, you know, the page 4 of the newsletter is what you really you want to use for outreach for those who are not from the church, because it's got evidence-based information, the facts with hope that you can use to really, you know, add it to your own newsletter or add it to your health outreach, health expo materials, or, you know, anything you're doing, screenings in the community, use that page 4. It has our contact, but also has Facts with Hope. Now, the other parts are very important because there's one that's just resources. Every month, we're going to put up the resources for you. There's a calendar, a national health calendar. There is resources related to that. And then there's news. And we want you to send us your news. You know, what happens in your church, if you do an event, you want to take a picture, send it to us. We like to feature every month at least 2 conferences from across the division, and then also, you know, a health system in a school or something like that. So we please send us your stories. If you do a nice event, a training, whatever it may be in the community, send us your information and pictures, and we'll be glad to post it there. Normally we have on the first page a book that we recommend and some thought. And then we have those other areas for the newsletter as well. The other thing we're trying to do here with reaching up and across is, of course, this training that we're going to be continue developing. This is a pilot right now under, you know, the chairship of Dr. Hall and Candy and Lily and myself. We'll continue to improve on this. So you're going to be receiving a survey online to just give a feedback about this training and see what are some of the things that we can do to improve it as we go forward. And I think we've shared about this. We would like for this to be online for you to have access to, and we're working towards that. You will be able to get access to the audio right away. 2 days, this is going to be up on the website. Yesterday might already be up even, because Audioverse is very quick on their turnaround with the audio. Now, we also have guidelines, health education guidelines. This is very important. You're going to find those in our website, nadhealthministries.org. The guidelines will give you many clues on what you should and should not do to put your church at risk for liability. So a lot that has to do with education, health education, we are not there to diagnose, to give advice, to give prescriptive counsel on health. We're there to simply show what the science says, what the Bible says, what are the principles that you need to teach, and allow people to, you know, counsel them to go see their physician, their healthcare provider, for further counsel and advice if they need to. So many guidelines like that in terms of what you do with screenings, what you shouldn't do with screenings, the follow-up, all of those pieces are in the health education guidelines. So you can access those right now on the website. Eventually, I think you saw that red book, the beginnings book. Did you see that book? The beginnings book. Some of you saw it. It's one out of five little booklets that are going to be out for health managers. I have one in the back. Maybe I should show you. Don, do you think you can go in that blue recyclable bag? Right there on the outside, there's a red book, yeah, called Beginnings. So, yes, so that is the book that I'm talking about. It's called Beginnings, and it's $7, very inexpensive, or $6, I don't know. And you can get that. It has, right now it doesn't have the guidelines, but it will, the next edition. And that's where you're going to be able to find how to start up. That's one out of five that are going to be available this year by the end of the year. Thank you, Dawn. And then Health Summit, here we are. We will have another summit next year, but it may be in a different location. It may be smaller in time-wise. Every 2 years, I think we are decided that we will have the long 10-day summit like this one. Or maybe it might be 7 days, Sunday to Sunday, because it is quite long, right? But we will be giving you more information about that because we want our friends from Inter-America to be able to come to Orlando. So we will have it every 2 years, a big one here. But every other year, we are considering having a regional one in the West Coast, in the Northern, in other parts, so that others can also consider coming and have a shorter version of that. So please be linked to us, to our Health Summit site, nadhealthsummit.com, and to our website, and you'll be informed. The newsletter also includes the calendar, so you'll be informed on what's been planned. Don't forget to do that. Then we talked about the faith community nursing piece, very important, where we want to have our nurses be trained and be really working under the guidelines and standards of practice of faith community nursing. And then we talked about the importance of partnerships. Not going to go into that. I just want to briefly talk to you a little bit more about In Step for Life and show you what you need to do. You know, we needed to reach 2 million miles this year. That was last year, 1 million. And then 100 gardens and vegetable and feeding sites. I wanted to show you here, if you have not registered yet, this is what you need to do. Go to the website and then register right here on registration and reporting. Once you register, you're going to be taken to, this is the website, by the way, AdventistInStepForLife.org. You'll be taken to this page. This page, you go in and you can record your activity. If it's minutes of activity, if it's kilometers, miles, steps, and that's it. It's really simple. 2 minutes, you can do it. Then here, you can click on Be Organization Coordinator and you become the coordinator for your church. It's very simple. Two-step process. You register, and then this is your own reporting, and then you click on Be Organization Coordinator, and you are the organization coordinator to report for your church. Then you answer some questions about your church, if you have a CHIP program, if you have Pathfinders, if you have a feeding site or a garden. And then you come here to the regular site. No longer you're going to see that link, because now you are the coordinator. And you can start doing the group reporting now for your church. See, you still do your individual reporting, but now you can do your group reporting. This is very important. The reason I'm repeating this again is because you don't realize if we don't report what we are doing, we won't have the massive impact in terms of nationwide goals. I know that as a church, we are already doing more than 2 million miles, maybe more than 3, more than 4. But if you're not reporting, we can't really attest to that. We need to be able to really tell them, oh, the church did 4,000 million whatever miles. And so we count on that. There are many resources. There's a step, InStep app. And so we count on you in that regard. 2012, September 23, that's the date for Let's Move Day. And please go to online and download the materials that are available for you. Now, I just want to close reminding you of our theme, which is to choose full life and tell the world. You know, the Deuteronomy 30, 19, and 20 says that he give us a choice, and we are now teaching people they have a choice for life. But then the last part, don't forget, love the Lord your God, obey his voice, cling to him, because he is your life in the length of your days. It's very important that we do a Christ-centered approach for life. It's not about what people do, it's a person that's alive. And so embracing him through the power of the Holy Spirit is really what we want to do and accomplish. And I pray that God will help us as we do our part to have a balanced ministry.
This media was produced by Audioverse for the NAD Health Summit. If you would like to learn more about the NAD Health Summit, please visit www.nadhealthsummit.com. Or if you would like to listen to more free online sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.